Hey guys, this is Shru.
And this is Jeetri.
And you are listening to Bioscope. Researchers from the University of California, Irvine and NASA have uncovered a remarkably strong link between high wildfire risks in the Amazon basin and the devastating hurricanes like Hurricane Katrina that have ravaged U.S. shorelines on the east. How are these totally different climate events in distant parts of the world linked?
Let's learn a bit about the Amazon rainforest to understand this more. The Amazon rainforest is a moist tropical rainforest in South America. Being the largest rainforest remaining on our planet, the Amazon spans 5.5 million square kilometers across 9 nations, and most of this belongs to Brazil. The Amazon is home to 16,000 tree species, 2.5 million insect species, and numerous animal species. 1 in 10 known species in the world live in the Amazon rainforest.
To give you a sense of scale, the tree population alone translates to 390 billion. And the Amazon rainforest is so vast that it can create its own weather and influence climates around the world. To understand the complexity of this rainforest ecosystem, it is important to understand how all the species support each other. The animals and plants are the soul of the forest and play an important role in keeping the rainforest healthy.
For instance, important nutrients from the carcasses, feces and food scraps deposited by mammals leach into the forest floor. This nutrient influx helps soil microbes better store carbon instead of releasing it into the atmosphere.
The Amazon's plants play an active role in regulating the ecosystem. Plants release water vapor from pores along the underside of their leaves. This process is known as transpiration. The moisture influx from transpiration sustains life by helping thick bands of clouds form. The clouds keep water locked in the lush forest and flowing into the rivers that supply communities downstream.
This phenomenon doesn't just impact weather in the Amazon. As the rain falls over the forest, warm air rises high into the atmosphere, pulling even more moisture in from the ocean thousands of miles away. Not just that, the Amazon rainforest also produces roughly 6% of the world's oxygen and absorb large amounts of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, acting as a carbon sink. All this explains how the Amazon rainforests play an important role in regulating the world's oxygen and carbon cycles.
You probably see where this is going and how we may be able to connect the dots between hurricanes in the Atlantic and the Amazon's forest fires. In the last few decades, the Amazon has been going through some changes. And understanding this will help us connect some dots.
Since 1978, about 1 million square kilometers of the Amazon rainforest have been destroyed. To remind you, that is about 1/5 of the forest total size. Although settlements near the Amazon were cutting down parts of the forest to grow crops for sustenance, industrial activities and large-scale agriculture recently has exponentially increased deforestation in this area.
Cattle ranching to export beef, leather, and other cattle products is responsible for at least 70% of the deforestation. Not just cattle ranching, several crops including rice, corn, sugarcane, and soy also contribute to deforestation. For instance, Brazilian scientists developed a new variety of soybean that flourished in the Amazon's climate and since then has been a major contributor to deforestation.
So how does large-scale deforestation impact climate? When a forest burns, it causes the atmosphere to warm. This interferes with cloud formation and rainfall. With the increase in temperature and drying of the air above the trees need to transpire to cool themselves. But the soil doesn't have extra water for the trees to pull in. If this trend continues, the rainforest will reach a point where it can no longer function properly. Many of the trees and the species that live within the rainforest ecosystem may not even be able to survive.
As habitat destruction trends interact with climate change, the concern is that Amazon will be caught up in a set of feedback loops that could dramatically speed up the pace of forest loss and degradation and bring the Amazon biome to a point of no return. This threshold, also referred to as the tipping point, may occur when Amazonian forests die and are progressively replaced by fire-prone brush and savanna, and rainfall is inhibited on a regional scale.
The already drier than normal conditions in the Amazon have caused unprecedented acceleration of forest fires. In 2019 and 2020 alone, thousands of fires burned in this area and have been the worst since at least 2012. The checkerboard of forest edges also increases the potential points of contact between humans and wildlife. This does increase the likelihood of viral transmissions and the emergence of novel human diseases.
Okay, now it is time to break down the interconnection between hurricanes like Katrina and the Amazon's forest fires. Let's take 2005 as an example. The ocean conditions that led to a severe hurricane season also reduced atmospheric moisture flow to South America, contributing to a once-in-a-century dry spell in the Amazon. With the world's climate changing, conditions for hurricanes to develop are only on the rise. The hurricane system, starting in the Atlantic, make the atmosphere drier and drier, creating conditions where fires can spread very rapidly. Ground-clearing fires set by farmers for agriculture or new deforestation can easily jump from fields to dense forests under these conditions.
It must be clear by now that we should be doing something about this. The restoration of the vegetation in Amazon could potentially help us slow or even reverse the effects of deforestation. However, this requires a lot of support from not just the government, but the community as well. The United Nations General Assembly has proclaimed this decade as the Decade on Ecosystem Restoration, a time for recognizing the vital role ecosystem restoration plays in regard to climate change, water, pollination services, and sustainable economic livelihoods. Check out the link we've shared in this episode's description to see how you can join UN's Decade on Restoration movement.
We would love to hear your feedback and suggestions on what we could cover in the future episodes. So connect with us on Instagram at bioscope_podcast or email us at bioscope.podcast@gmail.com.